So I haven't done this in a while, but I've got Rich Morey sitting here with me. Rich, a while back, you sent me an email about wanting to kind of focus on your prayer life this year, and that got you and I talking about a handful of things. So why don't we start kind of with the email and where that's got us thinking about prayer and a day of prayer coming up. So you.
So I was on a flight to an overseas counseling trip in October, so actually about a year ago. So Robert, this is what I wrote to you and two or three other pastor friends. And this is how it reads. Gentlemen, I trust that you all are well. In 2020, I'm looking to become a Christ follower who is in closer communication with God through prayer. Honestly, outside of crisis-like moments in my life, prayers have often been a puzzle to me. As a good father, I'm convinced that God cares for me, that He has compassion upon me, that He wants and superintends good in my life, even when that good is painful and humbling. So I know that He wants to hear my heart, just as we want to hear the hearts of our children. Yet I'm puzzled about the efficacy of our prayers. The Bible contends that the prayers of a righteous man avail much, but this has not been clear to me. I've wondered, as I pray for things, events concerning myself or others, how do my prayers impact God and move Him to action? Or do they? I know that He cares for the things and people that concern me, but I'm not sure if my prayers do avail much. At least in terms of real life, practical outcomes. I'm coming to the conclusion that this has had the end effect of me being a man of little prayer. And then I wonder if prayer, speaking with and listening to God, is primarily about God changing and molding me, but maybe prayer is not so much about specific outcomes. Anyhow, for 2020, this is a domain I hope to explore. And before I launch into this process, I'm asking you, brothers, whom I deeply respect, if you have any resources or direction that you might offer, any specific books or sections of the Bible, a book or two on prayer that you would recommend, any messages to or talks on prayer that I should listen to or watch. Thanks so much for your input and support. I appreciate it. So that's the email that I sent to you about a year ago,
Has it been that long?
October of 2019.
Oh goodness. It seems like it is. Well, the world's been
A
wild
lot's
since
happened since
this
then.
March. Yeah.
That's right.
What were our initial interactions over it? I know where we've ended up, but what were our initial interactions? What did I send you? How did we, do you remember? Because I can remember picking up in our conversation at the
You know, I
porch and.
remember after a Thursday morning men's study, when I got back from the trip, we sat outside and chatted a bit, and prayed, which was good. And then since then, I've read a few books on prayer and have made some notes and have sent those to you.
About where
pretty
we
much
were.
that's been it, I think.
And then we sat down at the porch at one time and just started talking about praying
A
together.
couple months ago.
Yeah, and that led us to talk about a retreat I used to lead of a day on prayer. I gave you all the materials that I used for that, and we kind of started talking from there about doing a basically a half day, right, of guided prayer in Santa Margarita. Yeah.
Right. Both individual time where people would be, we would be sent out kind of with a prayer focus, so to speak, but also intermittent times between those individual times where we would gather that you might teach or give us some instruction or direction or.
Lead us a little bit in corporate prayer. Yeah, because there is a lot of learning to pray that we do by praying, right? And by praying with the saints. That is written prayers, right? And formal times of prayer. So that kind of the idea is that we would spend kind of breakfast till lunch ish, a little after, with some times of formal prayer together, and then go out for 30 minutes on your own with some pray for these things, very specifically guided with a couple of readings that might encourage you, inspire you, challenge you, kind of along the lines.
Right, kind of
Yeah.
cast some seed in
Yeah.
a way.
Right.
Like as I think about my own prayer life, it is much easier for me to pray with other people. It's times when I'm alone, that's where I'm sort of, I
That's
mean,
right.
that's where this email came out of, is
Yeah.
like, in a quiet, contemplative way. Like it's a desert most of the time, honestly.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's true for most of us. There is, for myself, I return time and time again that my prayers almost always start with either the Lord's Prayer or a prayer I've learned. Why? Because like, because we're all in that spot when we first sit down, you know. And I find those things to be so inspiring, right? Because like the Lord's Prayer opens up the whole world right away, you know.
Yeah. You know, one of the books that I read was by D.A. Carson on praying the
The
prayers
prayers
of
of Paul,
Paul.
yeah.
And actually, I had never really thought that through. And it was striking to me how Paul very rarely prays for a person's specific situation,
Yeah.
which is almost always what I, that's
That's right.
almost the, that's all that I pray about. And I thought how, and in part, that's kind of what gets me stuck is I'm, is at times I think, am I praying for the specific outcome? And I don't even know if God is behind that outcome or there's that confusion where Paul doesn't even get it into that mess. He prays for this, these higher order things for strength and patience and Christ's character and
To
perseverance.
know the height and breadth and width of the love of
Right.
God, right?
And they're not even tied to particulars.
Because those things can be learned regardless of physical circumstances,
Yes.
right? They can be learned in the worst of physical circumstances.
Right.
I think that's true. So in the old form, the collect form, right? We kind of have five parts, and the middle one is our petition. What are we actually looking for? And we think that first, we kind of back up and say, who are we speaking to? If we want healing, we're talking to the great physician, right? What are we acknowledging about them? He created us, he sustains us, he is right, governing us, he is teaching us in this, he has his hand is in this now, right? All these things are before I ever get to the, oh, and would you please heal? But I'm not just asking for healing at that moment when I've already acknowledged those other things, you know? Something happens. But after the petition, it goes to that aspiration. And the aspiration is, what do we really want out of this? You know? And I think those are the prayers of Paul, right? That you're talking about.
And I thought about myself as a father, that there were times my kids asked me things that would be reasonable that they would want those things, and they might even be good things in a way, but they were not going to be good things at that time. And so as an earthly father, even if my kids ask for good things, I'm going to not comply with that because I love them. So anyway, so that's that
That's where
whole
you're at.
process and some of that confusion is what prompted all this on this flight to Indonesia, and so it kind of leads to our conversation this morning.
And we are preparing a day of prayer, right? We're preparing a day of prayer.
Or a
Or
part of a
again,
day.
part of a day. Yeah, good clarification. A day sounds daunting. Part of a day we can do, right?
Right.
And our intent is to lead it in such a way that all who want to participate can do that easily enough. Right. Okay. So then if our petition is that we would be men and women who pray, right? That's where we're going, right? Then I think the natural place is for us to start with addressing our Father in heaven, right? Who created us with voices and speech in his image, who hears our prayers and knows what we need before we ask them, right? I would want to say we want to be men and women of prayer because we love God and want to pray, because we know how to pray. I think those things come so that, right, we are conformed to the image of Christ so that we know the height and depth and width and breadth of the love of God, right, so that God is glorified in us. Just walking through the what we want in the prayer, right? Does that sound good? So we want to invite people to this meeting. Dates will be attached to this when we send it out. We're working on those right now, right?
Kind of back to your thing, Robert, that it's not an entire day of prayer, in part because we thought through together, at least for me especially, I mean, it's hard for me to pray for 10 minutes. The idea of praying for a day, that's just too much. But if it's part of a day, and actually if part of that day, I'm going to be praying with other people, and Robert's going to guide, and you're kind of going to hold our hand a little bit, give us some coaching. Okay, now that's an accessible thing.
Well said, well said. So no one's on their own for 4 hours trying to figure out what to do.
No.
Right. At the end of the day, you will have prayed and know how to pray in a different way than you have before.
That's
Right?
right.
At the end of the morning.
Right.
Okay, good. No, that's really helpful. And I feel the same. Right? I feel the same. So just again, format, we'll gather together, do some formal prayers in the way the church has done them for millennia. We'll give some guidance for what you're going to do. You go off for a short period of time with guided prayer on your own. We'll come back and talk about those things and pray together. We'll go into another set of similar things with a different practice. So you'll learn several practices of prayer along the way. Do those together and then off on your own and then back again. Right? So we'll do that in several rounds through the day and end with a lunch together. Yeah.
That sounds
How's
good.
our days going?
That sounds really good.
Okay. So your desire to grow has inspired me in the same way. And I come back now from being away for a few weeks with an emphasis on prayer in my own life. That the first order of business for an elder in the church is prayer. The word and prayer is what the elders are set aside for. Prayer is the work that the elders provide. I think it's easy to miss, especially for a pastor in COVID, because there's so many orders of business, right?
Right.
But prayer is the first order of business. So to come back to that, to this planned conversation with you and what we've got is, I think, God's good timing for me to help me in
You
the
know,
same
that's a
way.
good word because for me, I'm an action-oriented person. So for me, 90% of the time, the first order of business actually is business, right? It rarely even crosses my mind to slow down, hit the pause button.
And pray. So a couple of things just to strike me with that. One is that prayer is a thing, right? Prayer is actually an action. I think we dismiss that sometimes, but let's plead guilty. Is it sometimes it's an action because we dismiss it because the way we pray isn't always an action, right? Sometimes we pray in such a way that is overly mystic and esoteric and is almost the opposite of action, right? When again, what you just mentioned about
Like
prayers
it's
of
almost
Paul,
passive in a way.
it is ridiculously passive. And sometimes when we have group prayer, the active among us want to physically hurt those passive ones by the time we're done, right? This goes on for 2 more minutes, I'm hurting somebody, right? And we all know that. We've all had 10 minutes to pray together and there's somebody who took 8 of it, right? It's like, and we all hate them by the end. This, overstating, but for fun, right? But I think some of that is the guilty practice. But when we realize that biblically, prayer is action, right?
In what way do you mean action?
It is taking action. When there is trouble, when we
Oh, I
cry
see.
out to God, it is taking
The
action.
actual activity
The
of prayer
actual
is action.
activity, right? And we should be taking action in prayer, right? We come to God and it's, what are we here for, right? God, the world is nuts.
That's
We need
right.
help. God, our governor told us we can't meet. We need help,
Right,
right?
right.
So what are we doing? But prayer is action and prayer, and there should be action in our prayer, right? Okay. Yeah. Again, I have this memory of a friend. I've said this before, but I was in an airport with him, and a Buddhist monk walked by. And he points to me and says, "Why is it that the Buddhist monk is more spiritual than most of the pastors I know?" And I said, "It's because you have a wrong idea of spirituality." I think the same thing. The Buddhist monk is how we visualize prayer most of the time, right? When that's not how the scriptures visualize prayer. Right? Prayer is powerful. It is forceful. It is, right, men standing with their hands raised, right?
Yeah, oftentimes, I mean, the thought that comes to my mind is oftentimes I pray sadly when I can't think of something to do. Right. Which the way that you're describing prayer, actually prayer is doing something, and it's not just words, it's not just theoretical.
That's right. That's right. So when the scriptures instruct the pastor to pray in 1 Timothy, right, it says to lift your hands over the congregation, right? So even the visual of prayer we should have is a man with his shoulders out and his hands up, right? Not bending over, cross-legged, on a hillside, right? So it is an action. Prayer is the kind of thing we do on the way to battle, right? It is not the kind of thing we do in retreat. So maybe that's what we're thinking of a little bit. So what we're going to do on this morning of prayer, let's say it right that way. What we're going to do on this morning of prayer is to do a little bit of that boot camp sense, and that we're going to go back and relearn again prayer as an action. What else? Anything else you want to say on this as we invite people to join us for a morning?
I'm thinking about men and women. This might be a gross overgeneralization and maybe wrong. But I think it might be that women might be more given to prayer than men, maybe. And if that's true, I think that might be true because in a lot of cases, men at times are more given to action, maybe less given to discussion about a thing and more given to doing something about a thing. And if I think of prayer, which I have mostly as a conversation and not so much a doing or an acting, I think that's not to excuse myself, but then I wind up doing my own action, my own behavior.
Yeah, I think that's well said. But if we can rethink prayer in this sense, and let's be fair, it's both, right? I mean, there are quiet contemplation, conversational times, but there are some people that I would never say that to, right? I mean, there's some people I would never say, "Hey, sit down with me for a cup of coffee for an hour." Because it would kill him, right? But I might say, let me tag along with you for an hour so we can talk, right? Okay. And I'd have trouble keeping up. So maybe we should think fairly in the same way in prayer. Yeah. So again, maybe there are people who are praying quietly, conversationally in a corner in the closet. Wonderful. And maybe there are others who are praying on the way to, right?
That's right.
And we can actually do both.
So I guess in part I'm kind of calling up men to say, hey, if this half day of prayer, even if it's not your thing or you think you're really weak and feeble and dry in this way, like I am, you've got a ton of company. Like show up.
Yeah, well said. And saying you have almost nothing but company, right?
Complete,
We're all in
exactly.
the same boat,
Totally.
but we want it to be different.
Right.
Okay,
Amen.
I like that. Thank you. I mean, thanks for pursuing it in your own life. Thanks for bringing a handful of us into it because it has shaped and encouraged me and more in our congregation as we continue to go with it. I'm grateful that you, Andy, and the way you have interacted with me has show this just continued desire to be growing. It is, I think it's what we want to be doing. Yeah.
Amen.
Good.
Totally.
Well, is it okay if I pray?
Please.
Yeah. Our Father in heaven, you are the one who's created us, and you created us to be in relationship to you. You created us to image you in this world, and you have given us prayer in this process. And so we pray that you make us men and women of prayer. Make us those who both take that hour of contemplation and closet and who pray on the way to the battlefield. Lord, and we ask this because we want to know you, and we want to know you in all things that we do. Lord, and it is our prayer that you are glorified as you transform us into your image. And so we ask this in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. You bet, brother.